You're listening to the Training Dummies. With Hand.
I'll look up the Henlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds. The
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Greetings and welcome to episode 76 of the Training Dummies, recorded on October 21st, 2014. My name is Daryl and I am a heroic raider. And with me this evening is my bro host with the most, Rob, who is also a heroic raider. And with BlizzCon only 2 weeks away, and me being a BlizzCon rookie, we have invited another heroic raider on the show today to give us just the tips. We have Slancha from the Bitter and Salty podcast.
Oh, please don't play that ever again. Heroic. I am not prepared. That was great. I'm not really heroic.
It was not a clip. It was real.
Yeah, it was real. We pipe it in real, straight from the chat room.
I'm not used to these chat rooms, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing here. So, great. Awesome. Woo!
You'll fit right in.
I want to read off everyone's name, but that would be like romper room fashion. I see Jab Cup and Hawkeye and Kranos. Dude, thanks for coming on, man. So all these weeks and months and... I guess not years, because it hasn't been years.
Close to a year now, I think.
I've always talked about my bro tank.
Bro tankalicious, I love it.
And it's you. And yes. Now the people get to enjoy what I have known for months and months now.
Yes, all your fabulous listeners out there in the podcasting sphere and community that get to listen to us. Yeah, great. Awesome. Actually, no, I'm really honored and pleased to be here. You are my bro tank, and I got my bro hand who plays a main or a co-main. I have no idea what he plays anymore.
Bro main.
it's great. I think yes. I've been begging to get on another show than my own for a long time now, and
You did a pet battle show not too long ago. Since you are a pet battle aficionado, right?
Yeah, actually, yes, I did. With Strumpet, I did do a pet battle show. That is correct. You are correct. I am a pet battling aficionado. I'm probably the greatest one in our guild right now. I think I have like 1,407 pets, I believe.
Jeez.
I get three of everything. I just collect three of everything, and that way I have more than anybody else. It's a little known fact. And if you look it up in the armory under my... mage name, which nobody knows because it's a secret mage. Yeah, he's got plenty.
Nice.
I want to let people get to know you a little bit before we really dig in.
Are you sure?
You don't give him the tip right away.
Okay.
You gotta.
He's into it, right?
All right.
All right. I can do that.
Let's see. I've got a cough on the horizon, but we'll see what happens here. How, what, when, where did you start playing, and what would you consider your current main?
Oh, why did I start playing? I started playing because I watched a show called South Park that had Make Love Not Warcraft.
Yes,
and
nice.
my wife introduced me. He's like, oh, let's make fun of you, because I used to play Ultima Online constantly. So I'm used to MMORPGs, playing Ultima Online, and I stopped playing that. She's like, I'm going to make fun of you, and let's watch this. I watched it, and I saw the gameplay. I'm like, I need to go and get this game. So I literally downloaded it that night and installed it, and have been playing ever since.
That's awesome.
So that's why, that's when, that's how. You can look that up. I mean, it's before I was a classic heroic raider. I was a classic player. So I played in Classic or Vanilla, however you want to spell it out, before Burning Crusade came out, and I was hooked before that. And then release day, I went to Costco and picked up Burning Crusade, showed all my friends, went, uploaded all the DVDs. I was ready to go in there, and I was playing my Night Elf Priest at the time, just trying to melt faces, and that didn't really work out too well. And then I tried doing a Paladin, and I love my Paladin, and I'm doing healing all the things, and that was my main Sláintre for a very long time. But my current main is Dangui or Dangui or Dangle, depending on where you sit in the hemisphere.
I'm pretty sure it's Dangle.
Dangle. We'll go with Dangle. That's fine. And that's the Blood Elf Death Knight extraordinaire who really doesn't know how to play because I can't press enough buttons fast enough. But that would be my current main. It would be Dangle, the Blood Elf, Fembelf, Blood Elf, Death Knight, Blood DK, Unholy Offspec, Rock and the Meters.
So, everyone knows you affectionately as Sláintre. So, what is the origin of that name?
It's a Gaelic word for, you know, to your health. It's kind of like cheers you would do in North America, chin chin, or anything, you know, you want to do in Europe, prost, skull. So that's just what it is. Yeah, I'm a big aficionado of the Irish language and culture, and that's what I did. I like the name Sláintre, and I'm like, you know, hey, I want to put that into a name and see if it'll go. And I put the correct, what's it called? I don't know, slash over the A. I don't even know what that's called anymore right now. But I put that in there, and that's what Sláintre came from. It's just a term you'll hear in lots of Irish pubs, in Ireland especially. Sláintre. And you're just taking a drink. And so that's what I did. I named a lot of tunes after that fact of chin chin, skull, prost, all those vernaculars for cheers.
I feel like we're getting just a lesson in international culture, even.
I bring it. I bring it.
I know. I just learned that there's Irish pubs in Ireland.
There are Irish pubs, especially in Ireland.
Yes.
Oh dear, it's gonna be that kind of show, huh?
Always.
What is your most fond memory in or because of Warcraft?
Oh man, you know, it's very difficult. I have too many fond memories that I could go with as far as meeting my current raid members, meeting my old raid members, meeting people in real life at, you know, at like a BlizzCon or a meetup or something like that. It had to be meeting Molson, probably for the first time. Literally, I stalked that guy on the internet and I hunted him down on Twitter and literally, I think, DM'd about 4 or 5 times to let me into his raid group. And then I created a whole new character just to try to get into his raid group, and it finally worked. And then, so basically, that would be one of my fond memories in WoW. Because of WoW, I got to meet some really awesome people in real life. Some people that aren't here anymore, unfortunately. But yeah, that would be... That, certainly there's a lot of people, like a handful of like 20 to 30,000 people that I really enjoy playing World of Warcraft with.
That is a pretty small handful.
Yes, definitely. So this is the second last time we can use this question. what will be your free level 90 with Warlords of Draenor?
What will be my free level? That's a great question. I considered making another rogue. I want to make another gnome rogue. So I'm considering making that one of my free 90s. Since I think you in the Hoarder Lies already have a panda mage already. I don't know if you do or not.
I looked the other day and we're like 2 tunes away from having Stay cool. Classy. Yeah. I think we need a panda rogue and a panda something else.
Well, I believe you. Hopefully, you still need a panda mage because that is actually going to be my free level 90.
I think panda mage and panda rogue are the last two.
So now I've been using my free boost to my level 60 panda mage, affectionately called Dangle.
Dangle.
In the Hoarder Lies, I still need to get exalted with the Hoarder Lies. I'm close.
So that just means you need to play for 5 minutes?
Probably, yeah. I need to get run through a couple of different dungeons. That'd be great. Ubers, the old Ubers, the old Lubzers. All those would be perfect right now. Thanks. Maybe, Furnace and all those kind of Intro BC ones would be awesome too.
They've redone a lot of the lower level ones. I can't remember the names of them now. Several of them have been redone for the new X pack. We could go run through those.
I'm not sure which.
I'll go whatever.
What are all those ones in the southern barons, like below there?
Oh, Razor
Fang.
They're
all terrible. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all those have been redone though.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, but that's like.
Yeah,
I can't do it at the level I'm at, so no one wants to do those anymore.
You can do those at the level you're at.
Nobody wants to. I don't even know how to play my mage anymore. I can't mouse wheel a macro with my arcane like I used to have.
We'll get to that in a minute. I don't want to disappoint Molson, so his favorite question in all of podcasting, I think I'm just going to go ahead and just ask it. I could dress it up or wrap some bacon around it, but what have you been doing in-game this week in the World of Warcraft?
What have I been doing in-game? That is a great question. Actually, no one's ever asked me that question before on a podcast. I'm a little shell-shocked, to be honest with you.
I've been shunned previously for that question.
Well, I would never shun you like that. I am not that horrible of a person that would ever say such things, such slander. But this week in the World of Warcraft, I actually played. I played a little the other Friday night to do a little heroic raiding. I also did a little intro Iron Horde questing. And then I just went on a bunch of alts and tried to set up my action bars to, learn how to play these alts that I'm going to delete in 2 weeks anyways.
But are you using LVI?
Yes, I am. Yes, for a long time now.
And you've updated, obviously?
Yes, updated constantly.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep being tempted to go back to that again, but...
It's perfect for how I want to see... my screen setup, the raid frames, everything like that. I love the way LUI sets it up for me.
I feel like with the ability pruning, it may be more viable than I thought before, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, this week in the add-on segment of the podcast, let's talk about LUI. I'm ready. Bring it.
Yeah, that's a good. All right, good stuff. Let's see, Salty. I did not play. Okay, I'm just getting through the show notes here.
So, Rob, what did you do this week in World of Warcraft? Or what have you been up to in the world of podcasting?
I logged in.
Sweet.
The event. You can't see my air quotes, I guess. The event that happened where you went over to... the portal in the Blasted Lands and killed a couple of these and killed a couple of those and rescued a couple of those and then you were done and you got a trinket and a pet and the portal turned red and that was it, I guess. Was that the... is there going to be... pre-patch 2.0, 6.20?
We're already in the next expansion. I don't know if you guys realize that we're already in the expansion. I mean, there's no, like, pre-patch. There's 6.0. 6.02, oh my god, is the expansion. We're in the expansion right now. We're just waiting for them to unlock Draenor on the November 13th, Honor Before.
It's like how they delay opening up the raids. They're delaying opening up the portal so we can go through. I see how it works. That makes sense.
So what is, besides a half a dozen quests and a useless trinket, and what's the big hoopla?
There is none. I don't even know. They're wasting time, in my humble opinion.
I'm trying
to get you to do something.
I hate to make the reference back to the... to the whole the Wrath one, because it was obviously before I started playing, but like, you know, everybody talks about that like being this amazing thing. And the Kata one was kind of like, I don't remember it being that amazing either. And then the Mists of Pandaria one was a scenario, and now we, I don't know, it seems like we're kind of regressing a little bit.
Regression rating.
The one leading into Waddle Cave was, you know, cool. The whole Scourge part was awesome, but the rest, it's terrible. It's terrible.
So is it safe to say that the pre-patches or world events aren't really, people make them out to be a bigger thing than they should be? Or?
That would be correct.
Really, the point of it is to roll out some changes and upload a lot of stuff to your computer to get you prepared for when they flip the switch.
That would also be correct, Alex.
Yeah. Well, I have a Iron Star pet, and you can always take that with you, I guess.
I need to ask Strumpet whether or not that one is good in battle or not. Maybe I can get someone to help me out with that.
It should be OP. It should wipe entire groups. It should destroy everything. Yeah, and like mentioned at the top of the show, everybody is now a heroic raider, and we're going in and trying out a lot of our new unimproved abilities or whatever they are now. I swapped around to a couple of tunes, just trying to see what I could get away with bringing, trying to maybe get some gear, trying to decide what's gonna still who I'm gonna tank on. A couple fights on my warrior. I clearly do not know how to play a protection warrior very well, except for the one fight where all we had to do was stand there and do nothing else and taunt off each other. I think that was the only one that I gave you a run for your money on. In terms of a tank, but I did end up bringing the Death Knight, and it does feel weird. It feels really weird.
Yeah.
There's aside from your diseases and cooldowns, there's like three things to do, and when those three things are not available, there's a lot of like discomfort in trying to find something to do. So I don't know. I know this is not balanced around level 90, and we're still missing stuff, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. And I guess that's about it. Hero's Charge, but...
Can't talk about that.
And what about you?
Yeah, what you guys said. We're heroic raiding now, of course, because we're that awesome. We're heroic raiders now. We took down Garrosh. I got my heirloom on my co-main warlock, so that's exciting. This week, I'm hoping to get an heirloom on my main Hend, Shaman. So there's that. And then, yeah, just doing the 6.0 stuff, the little quest chain. And I ran Upper Blackrock once on a pug group, and it was – we completed it, but it was awful. Like, I think the tank that we had and the healer that we had, I don't think knew how to play their classes before 6.0, and they lost some abilities. Because from what I saw on the two tunes that I had or had looked at, it wasn't that bad. You just lost a couple abilities, but you still had plenty to use or should know how to use them. Like, there wasn't much actual changes to how you should play. So, yeah, it was a pretty rough group. I think we wiped like three or four times, and yeah, it was awful. I did a couple LFRs too, and as far as that goes, I will not do another LFR for a very long time. It was, oh my god, it was unbelievable. I can't even remember how it went, but it was just... It didn't go well. I didn't kill a single boss in LFR because I just left. I couldn't deal with it. It was that much bad. So, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, our raids went well, so that's good. That's all that matters.
Congrats. I'm super happy you guys got Garrosh down.
Yes, and we'll get you Garrosh this week.
I'd like to throw out a big shout out to our raid guild before I get too far in. I forget to.
Right.
Yeah. It was weird because stuff died and we wiped on things that I didn't think we would wipe on, and other things just fell over.
Two wipes on Iron Juggernaut.
Spoils wiped after just a few seconds because we were opening too many boxes too quickly. I guess I don't know. I had noticed that stuff was dying so fast, so I started opening boxes faster and faster and faster. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear the little goblin voice, whatever trash he talks, and the whole thing wipes. And, you know, I guess there's some sort of bug with you being too awesome that ends up wiping. But
yeah,
I don't know if I count that as a wipe or not, but I'd like to just take a quick moment here and, I've got, I don't know if it's a bone to pick, or however we want to say that, but this is a question for Salty.
Oh, okay. yes, I'm sitting comfortably. Go ahead.
What, you talk a lot about scrolling your mouse wheel and cast sequence macros.
Nobody does that.
And we've had some brief discussion about it, but help me out here. What am I missing? And what skill level does it take to do this?
It takes a whole lot of Google searching and copying, pasting, and then learning what other people did and inserting it into your awesome add-on called Macro Tool Kit. But unfortunately, I'm here to be the bearer of bad news. We can no longer scroll wheel up and down, do a cast sequence the way we used to, because Blizzard took that away from us, and I can't do it. So technically, I can't speak to it anymore, so I don't do that. I don't do that stuff anymore.
Nice.
That sucks, because I wanted to have this discussion. No, okay, so you had mentioned on another podcast...
Would that be the Bitter and Salty podcast? Found bitterandsalty.com. Check us out at Bitter and Salty on Twitter. Thank you.
I believe that's the one, if I remember correctly.
I actually didn't get that because you went all robot-y and then cut out when you said where that was. So we'll just carry on. Carry on.
I'll do it again slowly.
All right.
Go to bitterandsalty.com.
Okay, we got it that time.
Thank you.
You were mentioning that basically love will find a way, and you guys are gonna, mouse scroll wheel, cast sequence macros will prevail. So, are you looking to make these work regardless of what Blizzard has done, or?
Yeah, not really. No, I mean, I write a lot of macros for a bunch of different things that I do, and one of them was a scroll wheel one, because I'm like, I got a little lazy and I didn't want to learn how to play like a monk or a mage or anything like that. But I'll gladly share what an actual macro looks like in your show notes, so that you can see what goes into actually throwing up a cast sequence. It's trims time off of how often you press this button, which basically you're spamming one button at a time, and it's going through its sequence of, do I cast this? This isn't available, so go to the fourth one available. No, go back to the third one. Is this one available? Reset the timer again. Go back to this. Is this available? Do this. Do this. Do this. Do this 5 times in a row. Do a pet attack. All that kind of stuff. It's going through it. It's trimming off time. It's trying to maximize your ability to click faster than the actual computer can handle. So you're throwing a whole bunch of information at it, and you're constantly just spamming this button. That's all it does. It's not cheating. They wrote it into the game, so we just take advantage of that kind of stuff.
I guess I just don't. I know they put macros into the game, but if you have to use an add-on to make your macros more...
Yeah, You only get like 255 characters to use in your original macros. The macro toolkit expands that to over 1,000. So that's the reason why you can do it. So technically, you're using a legit add-on that you did not pay for that it meets all the Luas, and then you throw in a little code, a little slash, and that's the you go away, and everyone just says hunky dory, and you have a great time.
And you feel like putting all of your entire rotation priority system into one button. And just pressing that one button over and over, you think that is the best way you're going to get the most bang for your buck out of your class.
Yeah, sure, why not? Hey, if you're having fun doing what you're doing, playing World of Warcraft, more power to you. I mean, I'm certainly, I used to call myself a non-heroic raider, but now I am a heroic raider,
absolutely.
So I can't say that anymore.
Totally.
All these people with their, they've got everything downtime, and they have their add-ons, like tell me when, all that kind of jazz. And I'm like, okay, I know when I need to hit these buttons, so I'll just hit these buttons. I mean, this only really worked for the DPS class. For a tanking class, it's completely different. It's all timing-based. You know it. You got to hit Death Strike when you want to. You keep your diseases up. You check your rune strikes. Make sure you can do heart attack. Can't do heart attack anymore. Can't do rune strike anymore. What? I don't even know what we do. Blood boil. Outbreak.
Shooting the little skull.
Yeah, that blood boil again.
Death coil.
Blood boil, death coil, blood boil again. I mean, you can't write that into a macro any easier. Now I feel like an arcane mage. It's like 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's the way it's turned into. And yes, I guess you can call it scandalous business. It's been kind of frowned upon as far as Blizzard is concerned, from what I've read on Tay Interwebs. But I really don't have a problem with it. And if people want to use it, use it. You know, scroll that wheel and do all your macro attacks. And if you want to really learn your class, then you're going to learn your class and not use this cast sequence. But technically, on the classes that I actually use this with, I'm not really paying that much
that
attention to.
Sums it up right there. If you want to really learn your class, you will not use the cast sequence macro.
There you go.
All right.
I think that's good.
That's a good place to move on. All right.
Excellent.
Holy crap. The dummy bag.
I got this ingrained, so I
yeah,
would be
I did.
Happy.
I had to. I had to read the last one. This one's on you.
Well, it's good because we've made a few comments lately about asking people to write in, and clearly our message was heard, and we have received email. And this one here is from Shepherd Monique. The subject is purchase number 9537, and this email says, "Hello, the show. This night was the night. I didn't sleep at all. I couldn't have enough of my hot April. The male power pills I ordered online really work, and you do not have to doubt any more. Talk to you later in person for more detail. Thanks again." So, Shepherd Monique, thank you so much. I will file that with the cast sequence macros, I believe.
So, yes.
All right, that made no sense whatsoever.
Keep sending in those awesome emails, guys. We'll keep reading them on the show.
What is your email address? Can you give that out to the public? I don't know if you're allowed to give that out to the public or not.
Male power pills.
the show at thetrainingdummies.com. It's easy.
Oh,
easy.
The show. So publicly, you can say an email address. I just want to make that clear. You can say the show at thetrainingdummies.com. In our raid group known as the Male Power Pills.
Now, if I were wanting to send an email to the Bitter and Salty, how would I go about doing that?
If you want to send out a letter or an email, I prefer handwritten letters, to be honest with you. Uh-huh. But if you do want to send us an email, specifically Molson, he's the one that gets addressed all the emails anyways. No one really knows who I am or what I do. Send that to podcast podcast@bitterandsalty.com. That is the publicly known email address of podcast@bitterandsalty.com.
Good one. I like it.
Very good. All right. Well, let's keep moving on then.
This is Syl.
This is EJ.
This is Raven from Girls Gone Wow.
And you're listening to The Training Dummies
with the brilliant Hend and Rob.
All right. We are...
It's bloody fantastic!
I know! Genius. All right. Brilliant. Brilliant. We are looking for BlizzCon tips tonight. Actually, me specifically. Because I've never been to BlizzCon, and I have the opportunity to go this year.
I should have not taken that opportunity.
I know it's going to cost me a fortune because I'm taking my wife and kids along as well for the whole week, and we're going to Disneyland.
Tip number one, do not bring the wife and kids to BlizzCon.
Damn it! Oh, well, I've already screwed up. So we have Slotcha on the show today to give me some other tips so that I don't screw up anymore this BlizzCon week. So I will let you start and lead us through here.
You know, my first tip I like to give out to everybody. It's my last one. I got to like switch this around here. But my first tip when attending BlizzCon is don't wait in any line whatsoever. If you see a big line to go do something, don't stand in the line. Go on, move on to something else. There's plenty of things to do in the convention hall. Plenty. It used to be we'd have to wait till like 9, 10 p.m. to actually go and get your badges on the Thursday before.
Mm-hmm.
Because they opened it up at like 4 or 5 p.m. and everyone would wait in line. And there's, you know, 20,000 of your closest Horde and Alliance brethren standing in line. And while I'm over here hanging out with my buddies talking, drinking a beer or, you know, a cocktail or something like that, and basically laughing at them all standing in line. Don't wait in any lines. Now, this year, they're opening it up at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you have all Thursday to go and get your badge. Go whenever you want. There shouldn't be. If there's a line, wait an hour. Check again. There probably won't be a line. Don't wait in any lines. Don't wait in line for anything except for the opening ceremonies, because you've got to get a good seat in the opening ceremony. If you don't, you'll miss Mr. Morheim talk your head off, and then Chris Metzen will show. You want to be close to Chris Metzen as possible because his aura when he's talking on stage live is phenomenal. You can feel, you can literally feel it in your chest when he's saying "Horde" and all those kinds of things. That's tip number two. Get close to Chris Metzen, close as possible if you could. Ask him for a mount if you need be. Bring your phone charger. Bring two. Bring three. Have one on you at all times.
You can rent them out to people.
Yeah, rent you. There you go. Make your money back quickly. You know that VAT tax you're going to have to pay for going back to Canada over there. You're going to need to collect some pocket change. Bring your phone charger with you because I know you're going to be playing other different Hero Charge games and or tweeting and or texting with your families and
yes.
Fellow podcasties
or
and
posting your fans. Paleo meal
or posting your nobody does that, you especially, your poutine. You can't, you're not going to get down there, so you won't be able to do it. Your
what?
Hamburgers you're going to ingest, you'll take pictures of those beforehand.
I just want to know your if selfies. I can get sweet potatoes. Can I get you sweet potatoes?
You can get sweet potato fries at the Habit. I'll take you there.
Okay, as long as I can get sweet potatoes.
Bring your phone charger because you're gonna need to have to charge it. If you want to take the extra step, bring a battery charging unit. I've got one. My buddy Molson's got one.
Sweet. You know what?
It carries a charge like so you can charge three phones at once.
Sweet. I'm just gonna hang out with you guys so I can just borrow your charger and then I don't have to worry about the charging thing. This is awesome. Sweet.
I don't know if we can actually hang out together.
Mooch.
This is about
charging.
As close as we're possibly
going to get. Hold on, I'm taking down notes here. Mooch charging.
What happened to warm hugs?
Yeah.
Or tackle hugs, I thought it was.
If you went to save my best, you're taking off material here. It's not even written on the thing, so I can't talk about it.
Okay, mouth hugs. Let me take that off the list.
Other things, pack light. you're going to want to say, I'm going to change like different outfits at night, and I'm going to go to this party or this event, and I'm going to wear this T-shirt and then that T-shirt. And maybe I'll go back to the hotel room, and I want to switch to pants instead of the shorts I've been wearing. Or, you know, my Chucks are just kind of killing me. I'm going to switch over to my Reefs and just flippity-floppity all around the Hilton or the Clarion or the Marriott, the Sheraton, wherever you're staying at. I mean, the Red Lion or wherever the party's going down, pack light. Okay, pack your deodorant, pack a couple T-shirts, enough for one for each day. If it's super hot, which it probably won't be, then maybe pack one extra just in case. Lots of hotels have laundry service, and you pay a little extra. So you got the laundry service you can take advantage of in the hotels. Pay an extra couple dollars. The BlizzCon store, you can buy a T-shirt there if you want to. Plan to buy T-shirts. Plan to buy other kind of items, because you're never going to get a second chance to buy at BlizzCon. If you question anything, purchase it at BlizzCon. Don't even hesitate.
Well, what if I've gone on their site and purchased it ahead of time?
Then you are one of the lucky few Canadians okay. who've been able to do that.
Okay, just checking.
Then you hacked.
Yeah, I think I got Hacksword.
I saw a really good tip from Kranos here.
I saw one too. As far as U.S. carriers go, far as your cell phone service, international people, check with your carrier. Make sure you're not getting international roaming. Get a local SIM if you want. T-Mobile service is awesome. In my opinion, I use it all the time. It's pretty affordable.
Stop.
Just the tips.
T-Mobile. Yeah, I know. I need to call them and see what plans. I've already got the knew about that one to see what roaming plans or international texting plans or U.S. texting
plans. Yeah, I might be able to get. There's other ones out there you can pay like $45 for and just have unlimited everything while you're there and not have to worry about it. Yeah. That's a lot cheaper than paying like the $1,400 you'd probably pay for all your tweeting of your selfies.
Does that, Snapchat. Does that include the exchange rate?
I have no idea. Not really worried about stuff. Canadian dollars aren't worth as much. So
no, the Canadian dollar is doing poorly right now, which is terrible considering I'm going to the U.S. in a couple weeks. Bad timing, Canadian dollar.
It's exactly the way we planned it.
No.
So while you're at collecting your SIM cards and talking and tweeting, see everything that BlizzCon has to offer. Literally, there's like 4 to 5 different huge halls that you can walk around, see all the art. You can demo some of the games. You'll be able to demo Warlords of Draenor while you're there, again, for the 15th time. You'll be able to probably play Diablo 1400, you know, whatever's going to come out next.
Deckard Cain's Revenge.
Deckard Cain. Yes. So check that out. Like SteelSeries had their headset. They had this huge, awesome booth, and you can check out their headsets, and you can listen to them. I regret not purchasing a new headset from SteelSeries when I was there. They had an awesome deal. It was pretty cool. I should have taken advantage of that.
Wait, on one episode I heard you mention to not buy anything at BlizzCon, and now you're saying to buy things at BlizzCon?
No, I've always said to purchase things at BlizzCon. You're going to get a probably good deal on stuff there. Always buy at BlizzCon. That was an imposter. No one would ever say that. That was probably Molson, anyways. He's the bitter one. But he's got a salty attitude every now and then. Other things, hang out with your friends a lot if you can. You know, but you don't have to. Always be like, sorry, guys, I just want to go over here, so I'm not going to hang out with you. And if they get all butthurt about it, that's their problem. They shouldn't be that way. They should allow you to roam throughout the concert hall and go check out what you want, because there's plenty to do and you can meet up later. There's plenty of places to meet up later, plenty of things to see. You don't have to go out together. You don't have to do anything. But if you enjoy each other's company, then heck yeah, hang out all the whole time. I know you and I, Hand, are going to hang out a lot on that Thursday night.
Oh, yes.
Before BlizzCon. We have a couple different events that we are going to as each other's plus one.
Yes.
And so, you know, hang out. There's plenty of people. You're going to probably see people you won't see ever again. There's a chance. You never know. Like one of my really good pals, may he rest in peace, Borgaz, we met back in 2010, I want to say, at BlizzCon. And, you know, a year and a half later, he's gone. Just out of the blue. Didn't even know. So you never know who you're not going to see anymore. And this is where my warm hugs comes into everything. Greet everybody with a warm hug if you can. Some people don't like it, I know. Some people don't want to touch anyone, shake their hands. They carry hand sanitizer. Luckily, the convention hall has had plenty of hand sanitizer this last year, like huge stations. So I was drinking that stuff, so I did not get sick or anything like that. It was great.
So, here's a question.
Yes.
Then,
did we lose Rob? Oh, okay.
No.
You lost your train of thought?
I've decided to retract my question.
Okay.
It was a bad question. Hawkeye does say that the new BlizzCon 2014 app is out today, though.
Oh, there you go. Download the app, and I don't really know what the app does because I didn't use it last year either.
I think it tells you like what's going on and when.
Oh, yes. That information is also posted online. I put it in my Google calendar, so I've got to know when things happen. You know, like when Christy Golden, we got her schedule now. She's going to be signing that Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. and also Saturday, 11 to 12 p.m. You want to get her autograph. She writes some awesome novels if you haven't read any of those.
I have read them.
I've read
them. I guess I'm sad because I won't be there, so...
Yeah, I'm sad too.
Because you won't be there.
Everyone is sad. You know, I want my bro Tank to be there. Oh, you're sending Daryl instead, I guess. I mean, it's I guess it's kind of a replacement. Kranos is going to be there.
You get a suitable replacement. It's just, I'd love to be there.
We got like a bunch of, you know, well, Gondel's not going to be there, and Darnie's not going to be there, but we've got like 60 to 70% participation showing up.
From Team Crab Dick.
I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
I'm contractually obligated not to say that, so I will say a taunt on cooldown is appropriately called.
How are you contractually obligated?
I'm not allowed to say TCB. I can only say my raid team. So my raid team
will be there. I respect that. I was going to bring this up later, but Hawkeye wants to know what us think about Metallica closing the show.
Metallica, I'm a big fan of Metallica. I have no problem. I think it's great. I think it's, in my humble opinion, salty opinion, if you want, it is like a gazillion times better than Blink 182.
And your cast sequence opinion?
Cast sequenceable opinion. Yes, I would much rather see Metallica than Blink 182. There was Foo Fighters the year before that. I regret not staying for that one. And then Tenacious D the year before that. That one I didn't get to see either. But I'm looking forward to it. They're going to play some of the hits that I grew up with. And I know all the kiddos don't like it. And all the hip hop anonymousers.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn, B5 especially. Neil Diamond, I don't know where he came from. I think Metallica is going to be great. And if they're great, they're great. If they're not, then I'll be the first one to say I was completely wrong, and these guys are has-beens now. So,
I mean, if you're interested in hearing some dudes in their 50s playing slower versions of songs that were popular 30 years ago, then it's cool. You know?
But do we really know how they sound? Do we really know? We don't.
You don't. I do know exactly how they sound.
Oh, so it is. I mean, it is what it is. I've got no problem with it. I think it's actually great. And the more people that don't want to show up to it, more power to you. I say just... don't show up to the concert and let me get a front row seat. Thanks.
Oh, there's seats?
Yeah, there's seats in the back. They have a whole mosh pit area, too. You've been to BlizzCon at least four times, right?
I've never been to BlizzCon.
Oh, man, we need to get you out there. I know you live further away now.
That's not
used to, but there is a direct flights from Austin all the time.
Oh yeah, the flight isn't the problem. It's just IRL right now. So
I hear you. We all have that going on. You know, that work gets involved, and then your podcasting brethren get involved, and then your raid team gets involved, and then you have officer meetings.
And then you have children.
You have children and pets and animals and battle pets you got to take care of that you can't really take care of while you're at BlizzCon. So it's understandable. You can always bring the whole family.
Well, yeah, that's doing, so. Exactly. That's how I'm able to go, is because I have to take them all with me.
Well played.
I'm extremely fortunate that I live 90-minute drive away from where BlizzCon is being held. So I am just far enough, but not too far away, and I can always come home whenever I need to be in emergency situations. To where, yes, if you lived in, I don't know, Edmonton, Alberta, or something like that, it would take you a lot longer to get home, for sure.
Yeah, just a little bit. Especially when you have two connecting flights to get home. That's just ridiculous.
Two connecting. That's terrible. Do you guys have any questions for me? Now, I'm going to open up the floor. And I guess there's a chat room. I don't know what this whole chat room business is. But if the chat room has any more questions, I'd be glad to take it in the next 30 seconds. I know there's a delay, so if you don't post it now, I'm not going to get to it.
Do you recommend renting a car?
No, take public transportation as much as possible. Orange County has great public transportation, including taxis, Uber. You can use Uber now, Lyft. The bus system is actually really good. You can go online and you can pay for all your stuff ahead of time, and you can find out all your transfers. So, no, take public transportation. Walk everywhere. I really enjoy walking everywhere when I'm there. Walk to Subway, especially. They have a great Subway right around the corner.
Is it paleo?
I can turn it into as paleo as possible, yes. But why do you keep bringing up this paleo? This is a World of Warcraft podcast, not a paleo podcast.
Hey, we're trying to give people relevant hints.
No, relevant.
Lifestyle tips.
There's the tip you want to have. I mean, I eat a lot of meat. That's one thing. And I stay away from the bread. Always stay away from the bread and the carbs as much as possible, except for sugar carbs, because I'll eat fruit like nonstop pretty much. But last year they had like little food booths so you can purchase little doohickeys and snackages. I pack everything that I'm going to eat ahead of time, so I bring my food with me.
Well,
so
yeah, but you're not flying, though.
Ability to do that.
Yeah, see, that's not going to work for me.
There's a 7-Eleven. There's CVS. There's which is a general store. Or a sundry store, as some of the hotels have sundries that you can go and purchase kind of things. If you do end up renting a car, you can certainly drive to one of our local grocery stores and stock up. I don't know exactly how much food and or beverage you can bring into the convention center, but I know Molson and I used to bring huge bags of nuts
food
into...
Trucks. Oh, yep, Molson's tip right there.
Into the place. The food trucks... I stayed away from as much as possible. They weren't really in tune with what I like to eat. So I know I'm different when it comes to that kind of thing. I like to eat white sweet potato versus the orange sweet potato. I like to eat jerf as much as possible.
Just Google.
but the Subway that's right around the corner, that is where hashtag white. Team. Floor tanks
sweet
for the win.
Potato.
That is where we meet up, and we usually have a meal in that little strip mall up there. So you'll see us up there. We have an officers meeting now that we conduct at a local restaurant. There's plenty of restaurants around there if you want to go to one. Bubba Gump Shrimp is a very good one. It's popular. You can go there. Don't go into the Hilton, Merlacos Tacos or Zabarro and whatever. Don't eat at the Hilton food because it's a bad experience. Don't eat there. That's my constitution. So
Disneyland, you should go to the ESPN Zone down there.
You could probably do that.
Well, who's not going to go to Disneyland?
No, that's true. I'm not going to Disneyland. House of Blues down there. I mean, there is so much stuff. If you bring your Yelp on your phone, make sure you check your data package. and check. There's way too much food. to definitely eat just around the convention center, take a cab, go out to the Habit Burger, go out to In-N-Out, since, you know, everybody likes In-N-Out when they come to Southern California. Slater's 50-50, which is half ground beef, half ground bacon. They make it into burgers. They have this delicious one that's called the peanut butter and jealousy. I get it lettuce wrapped, clearly. But it's
peanut butter and jealousy?
It's so good.
I love
Peanut butter technically isn't paleo, but, you know, I make an exception for this burger in specifically because it's delicious.
Interesting.
This is not a paleo podcast.
But it's not a paleo podcast.
but we'll make an exception.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So what else do you need to bring to, like, the convention center with you, like, to the actual BlizzCon?
I don't know. Kranos earlier mentioned comfortable shoes, of course, and bringing a hoodie because I guess they keep the air cranked in there. Is that right?
I guess if you're thin-skinned, sure. I mean, I never wore one. I'm usually – I run pretty hot because I like to run everywhere and walk everywhere, so I'm constantly doing some exercise. I may bust out a plank or two when I've got the free time. So I didn't have an issue with it. At nighttime, it can get a little chilly, especially in November. There'll be a slight chill in the air.
Like, what would be a slight chill?
It's going to be negative 40, basically.
Wait. Is that Celsius or?
Are we doing centigrade or are we doing?
Yeah. Give me what the evening temperature is going to be in centigrade.
Speak the man's language.
Anywhere between 15 and, well, yeah, usually about 15, give or take a few centigrade.
T-shirt
15.
Weather. Okay, we'll good to know. T-shirt weather. For you, yes. T-shirt weather.
It'll be constant T-shirt.
Molson wants to know what to do on the Thursday night before BlizzCon.
Ooh, that's a great. There's usually that's where the primetime parties will try to entice you into coming to that event by offering free stuff. Oh, they don't really offer any free stuff anymore. Yeah, I got nothing on what to do a Thursday night before BlizzCon, so I'm just going to do whatever Hen does that night because he's my plus one.
So right. Make some plans with your guild or your Twitter friends.
I know. I have a great idea. You can come to World of Podcasts at 10:30 at night to watch me, half drunk, talk on this panel for 20 minutes. That would be a good time.
Would that be great? Now, where is this thing again? I have no idea what you're talking about. You broke up. I'm sorry. You kind of stuttered there.
World of Podcasts. It's at the Hilton, I think. Yes, the Hilton. There you go.
Okay. So I will be at the Sheraton about 10:30 p.m. on Thursday night.
What?
Hanging with my homies as we go to the podcast of Worlds of Warcraft.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. But okay, we got away from the other question though. So,
yes.
Like, should I bring like a small backpack to take with me there, or just whatever I can fit in my pockets?
Definitely have your pockets filled to the max. I bring a backpack.
Or should I bring like a
cargo pants?
Fanny pack or something like those are still cool.
It's a satchel. Indiana
Jones.
It's a man
bag.
I bet you B5 has some I could borrow.
What that you could wear with your sandals?
Yeah, your flip flops, fanny pack, and flip flops.
That was B5 for sure. But no, I bring I wear a backpack. I don't carry a whole bunch of stuff, and I carry some snacks, my sweatshirt just in case I need it if I'm out. And I'm not going to get back to the hotel room.
Right.
My camera gear, I bring a lot of, I can take photos and such. I bring my Nikon camera.
Can you Photoshop me into some of these?
Yes. I'll definitely do that. So if you bring a bag, I don't know if they have, like, maybe they're cracking down on how big a bag you can bring in. Just a regular standard size bag. Backpack, not like this huge like camping, I'm going to go out in the wilderness for a week type backpack. But just bring stuff, your phone chargers, a sweatshirt, you're not going to need one clearly because you'll be sweating every way at 15 degrees centigrade. And some snacks. You can't bring any real beverages, I believe, into the actual event unless you're super sneaky about it. I know nothing about that. I will not tell you to do anything such as that.
Mm-hmm.
Might be able to bring a water bottle in. But if you don't really need to bring anything besides that. You don't need to bring your whole suitcase with you.
Right, yeah.
So that's what I would bring. Just a small backpack or nothing at all. But bring your phone charger for sure. If nothing else and your wallet.
Got
and
it.
Your American Express. Don't leave home without it.
And your phone.
But yeah, you'll be waiting in line. They do bag checks. They check your stuff. So when you're waiting to get like go through like the kind of security check or whatever, mm-hmm. have your bag already open. Open up every single thing. Don't be afraid. Don't be like, I'm going to hide this secret zipper. They're going to find it. I've seen so much stuff taken away from people.
Oh, I don't
people put their backpacks up there and they're like, can you open it, sir? And it's like, just have it open, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That way they can take their drumstick and move things around it. To, you know, take a look, see what they're doing. It's really easy. Just really easy.
Don't bring glassware.
There you go. Don't bring your 40 of Mickey's or your Mad Dog 2020 or anything like that in there because that's not going to fly. Just don't. You can bring a water bottle and get away with it. No problem. But that's what I would do. Coffee, usually you can get away with it sometimes. I mean, I like my coffee a lot. Don't wait in line at the Starbucks at the Hilton. I got all these tips that I could give you right now. We could go on for like literally 4 hours and
keep
I could give you
coming.
A dissertation.
Keep them
of
coming.
The last...
That's what this show's about.
Exactly. Keep them coming. For starters, I don't like Starbucks, so where else could I go for my coffee in the morning?
Tim Hortons.
Is there a Tim Hortons there?
No.
Oh, no. I gotta cancel the trip. Cancel the trip.
Tim. Tim. Please. Your hotel room is a great place to make a cup of coffee before you go.
I do that
all the time. I load it up. I bring my own coffee and I make two big, huge traveler mugs with me so that I have one with me that I can drink and have one for later. Besides that, beer is the next best thing is coffee and you'll be probably drinking a lot of that.
I'm sure.
But mixing it with a water. Always ask for a beer and a water, or a beverage and a water. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. You don't want to lose it the first night. You don't want to wake up hungover Friday morning going, why did I take that last Merlago taco shot of Jägermeister with the dude with the beard because he is completely awesome?
Are you
don't
rocking a beard right now?
Don't do that. I rock a beard 24/7. But I don't rock, like, a beard. I mean, I rock number 2 clipper on my beard trimmer at all times. So I am permanent 5 o'clock chateau. How about you? How about that?
I am not permitted to have a beard.
Well, there you go. If you can't have a beard, you can't have a beard. Just don't take a shot with a guy with a beard. And then, you know, wake up hungover the next day. just don't. Don't do that. And don't be the guy at any party you go to and jump into the pool just to try to win a WoW TCG battle pet.
Does that happen?
Like, yeah, the WoW Insider parties that happen at the Annabella Hotel, people do that all the time. They jump into the pool to try to win something. Don't jump into the pool.
I'm not jumping in the pool.
Don't jump into the pool. You're going to go to these parties, too. You're going to see internet celebrities and devs and game controllers. You know, Ghostcrawler, you know, G Street, Operation G Street, hopefully will be there again. He's a really cool guy. If you do end up meeting him, make sure you remind him to try to get flying in Silvermoon, because we still need flying in Silvermoon. So if you run into any community manager you see, because everybody will be crowded around him, just stay away from them. Just stay away from them. Stay away from all these celebrities. Like, what is called the Guild, or that show with Felicia Day. You know, they're at the WoW Insider parties, and everyone crowds around them, and they don't need that. They don't need that business. Just stay away from, hang out with your buddies. You don't need to hang out. It's not Hollywood. It's Anaheim, not Hollywood. You know, you're getting a C-plus rate at best there. Especially, and don't hang out with any podcaster. Don't hang out with me. How about that?
I know. Just don't hang out. Podcasters are the worst. I agree.
They are. We're missing half of the training dummies, and I'm a little beklempt, actually, just thinking about it, because he's not going to be there, my bro tank.
You get the good half, at least.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far.
Certainly don't get the better looking half. That is for sure.
Well, no, see, I'm going to disagree on that part.
But, you know, everyone's going to have a good time. Just don't be that guy, or don't be that girl, or don't be that, just don't instigate anything. You know, you're not there to puff up your chest and see how cool you are. We're here to celebrate Blizzard and all that they have, and especially, in my case, World of Warcraft, because that's the game that I play the most. And we're here to celebrate them and have a fun time and learn about new stuff and see everything that evolves around them. We're not here to show off how cool our t-shirts look or anything like that, Hend.
Shots fired. I want my bitter and salty really t-shirt, damn it.
I will give you the shirt off my back while we're there, after you get out of the pool from being pulled in by Kratos, apparently.
All right.
So we're here to have a good time. Give everyone a high five. Give everybody a hug. Whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. You're going to be so overwhelmed by the time you get there, and you're going to see the big, huge BlizzCon on the top of the facade in the side, and you're like, oh, BlizzCon, oh my gosh, there's Morhaime. Hyde Morhaime's there. There's Metzen. Holy cow. Oh, last BlizzCon tip. I'm like, Metallica is going to be there. You know, bring your Napster poster. Last thing that I want everyone to go see, if you really can, is the StarCraft World Finals that happen on Saturday night. It is unbelievable. The electricity that was in the air last year was sick, crazy sick. And I know that Hearthstone is huge now. That might be even bigger than the StarCraft one. Well, not really, but it'll be close. But those final matches, everyone's cheering. I mean, they had the arena matches. Everybody's just, you know, standing up anyways, but just, Horden. Oh, he almost had him. Oh, he's always back up. All this stuff. It's so awesome. So awesome. And you're going to, like I said, you're going to be with 20 to 30,000 of your fellow brethren. 98% Horde, 2% Alliance. They'll be walking around. I'm going to give, you know, big props to my Gnomies. Hopefully some of my Gnomie Guild's going to be there. I'd like to meet some of them. You know, I want to meet the people. I want to meet the people that I interact with on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me as well, is I want to meet people who I've only known so far in game or on Twitter or whatever, or who I've talked to on the podcast here. But I'd like to meet a lot of them in person. That I think is going to be the biggest plus for going for me.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it. I'll let the English see you do it.
So do we have any other questions? Questions.
The chat room's been full of great information tonight. I could pretty much just between Salty and reading through this.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I will actually be there. So.
Yeah, get your virtual ticket. I'll try to find a camera to get in front of it and show you what's going on.
Yeah. Do you recommend a virtual ticket for anyone who's not going? Honestly?
Yes, absolutely.
And why is that?
They have the They have so many different, what do you even call them? It's like, I don't know, get-togethers or dev interviews and or get to know what's coming up on World of Warcraft. But then you also want to learn about the new Warcraft movie, and the two sessions are at the same time. If you are a virtual ticket member or a BlizzCon ticket holder, you get to go back and view these over the next couple of days. So they'll be available to you for a month or two, and you can, you know, you can watch them in their entirety.
Yeah.
And that was, and so I think it's awesome. For the opening ceremonies alone, it's sick. So worth it. And I mean, you get your in-game pet battles and your whatever mounts and yada yada yada, but if you're really into the game, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. I'd rather pay the money for the virtual ticket than for a 90 boost, in my opinion. So if you're flip-flopping over that, pay for the virtual ticket.
Well, God knows I don't need a 90 boost, but I believe last year, well, previously, tons of stuff was on YouTube, like, very soon after the fact, so.
Yeah.
I felt like the, you know, being able to watch the virtual ticket didn't carry a lot of weight, I guess.
I think it's, I mean, I can't say from experience of actually only having the virtual ticket, so I can't speak to that, but I think it's worth the amount of money that they're charging for it. It's like, what, $50 or something?
Cosplay talent show. Kranos is mentioning a cosplay talent show. So somebody dresses up like Arthas and juggles is...
Yeah, basically.
somebody dressed up like Illidan's doing a baton twirling routine. I don't.
No, I mean, they've got bands out there and they sing World of Warcraft songs. They had a great rap group actually last year that did this whole Warcraft rap, and I thought they should have won, except for the heavy metal band that I think won the year before or won it again.
Metallica?
Metallica, yes. But yeah, there's so many different panels, thank you, Kranos, out there that you can't see all at once, and you want to go back to see it again. The only legal way, I think, to do it was to buy the actual virtual ticket or have that available to you so you can go and check it out. That way you don't have to feel like, oh, I'm going to catch half of this and then run over, clear the other side of the concourse and find the other half.
Is a virtual ticket included in the cost of a normal ticket?
Yes.
And you have to log in with your Battle.net account to access all that stuff?
That is correct.
Okay. We'll talk after the show.
You got it.
I can level a tune for you or something.
Excellent. Nice. That's illegal.
Only if you get caught. What was I going to ask here? Okay, the panels. Okay, I've never been to a convention like this or like Comic-Con, anything like that. So what are the panels about? Like, what? Why would you go to a panel? What are you going to see there? I really don't know.
Well, they have, like...
Hello?
Are we good? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're good.
Okay. The different panels that they have, you can go, like, to the artwork panel, and they have a guy actually drawing some of the art, and he talks about what goes to making it, and here's this season while we're doing more of this style kind of artwork. They've got the, like, World of Warcraft, like, what's going to happen in the next expansion or what's going to happen in the future of World of Warcraft. And they got the big developers up there talking about what's going to happen. They have a PvP panel, so you can just learn about PvP if you wanted to. They've got the StarCraft panel where they're talking about StarCraft. They've got the voiceover panel where they're talking about people who do all the voiceovers. All that kind of anything that goes on with any one of their titles, they've got a panel that is there to discuss it. Generally with developers and or artists that draw for them. So those are the different panels that's going to be available to you.
So you said they're going to be revealing the next expansion?
Well, yeah, the next expansion is going to be Warlords of Draenor because it hasn't come out yet. So that's their next
expansion. You just said earlier it was out. They just...
You told us it was out at the beginning of the show.
we are in the next expansion, yes, but we're not in Warlords of Draenor.
Do you even X-Pack, bro?
I curse client the whole thing. That's all I do.
Scroll wheel.
Nice.
So the whole point of the panels is to like do an art panel or a music panel or do they break it down into like raid panels and quest panels and I don't
it really all depends on what title you're talking about. I mean, they generally will be someone up there drawing like a figure or drawing like a zone. So yeah, they kind of break it down like that, but they're not going to run through like the whole like Siege of Orgrimmar. Like, here's what we did in this corner, and we added a little gray dot, and down over here we added a purple one. But they'll just talk about what their mindset and what they want to design for all these dungeons, and they'll probably go up there and talk about it. As far as, here's one panel. I'm going to go up there and draw one panel, and this is the style. We've got this kind of feel to it. You know, we want some more reds and greens instead of blues and purples this year. That kind of thing. Music is the same thing. It's here's the direction we want to go with and what we want things to sound like, and we want everyone to be happy in this zone, but this zone is going to be a little scary, so this is why I designed the synthesizer to do the reverb of the echo in this corner. Those kinds of things. The live raid, Kranos, thank you. Yeah, they have a live raid going down. That was pretty cool. We got to watch Method destroy some Alliance guilds, just obliterate them with heroic Garrosh. Oh, man, I mean, mop the floor with them.
And that'll be doing... They've already said they'll definitely be doing the live raid. It'll be Warlords content. So if nothing else, you can really get a good look at some of the upcoming content.
Yeah. And it was really awesome, and you were super cheering, and you can see them wipe. They wiped the Alliance group wiped on Dark Shamans like a gazillion times, just like we did. So you were you were there, and you felt like, you know, now I know what they were feeling like live in front of 20,000 people versus live in front of 10. So
yeah, nice,
it's intense.
Right on. Okay, I have a question. It's not really related to tips or anything, but it's just a question or something I've heard. But how much of an issue is personal hygiene at BlizzCon?
I'm curious. What are you asking?
No, I'm curious because I've heard things.
Can you get away with not showering?
I will shower. I'm just wondering if. Is it as much of an issue as I've heard?
There's two sides to this sword story, or whatever you want to call it. Yes, it's an issue. Yes, it's overblown at the same time, too.
Okay.
You know, I think people need to talk about it because it needs to be talked about. Because, I mean, not everybody has the same hygiene. Not everyone does the same things like brush their teeth three times a day or take two showers once before you get up or after you get up and then once after you work out, et cetera, all those kinds of things. Once you go on a 5-mile hike, you know. So, yes, hygiene should definitely be addressed. Please take a shower before you go out the door of your hotel room. That should be your base of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't say, oh, no, I smell good. I'm cool. I didn't do very much last night. You don't. You just don't. So clean up, it should be like 2 seconds. So, I mean, it's there, but, I mean, I didn't notice it last year, but I was trying to avoid as many people as possible. So.
All right.
I know that Molson showered, so he always smelled so good. So he's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, do we have any other questions? Rob, do you have any questions? I know you're not going, but do you have any questions related to it?
No, I've asked questions that I didn't even have at this point.
So. All right. Well, I want to thank you then for all these tips. They're definitely helpful.
I'm always around.
I know what to expect now or have an idea. Yeah.
Anything else you can come up with, I will be glad to answer for you in and out of game.
Sweet. Okay, well, do we have any things we learned the hard way this week? Yes or no? If anyone says yes, I'll play the bumper.
No, let me just go ahead and say that I stayed in Blood Presence permanently, so...
Sweet.
No.
All right.
That I'm not a good warrior tank.
Nice. We don't have any crowd control this week. Kim didn't have a chance to record it for us, but she has promised she will have one for our next episode.
Heard that one before.
All right. So I guess that leads us straight into Henlove, hey? Hen love tonight. Of course, I have to send some hen love to our guildies, the Hoarderlies on the Deathwing server, the fine folks over at Catalyst Gaming Media. I'm going to get everyone in here, so Rob has nothing. We've got Team Crabdick, our raid team. I definitely want to send some hen love to them. Of course, to Sláinte for coming on the show today to give us just the tips regarding BlizzCon. And
probably I gave you just one good one.
I want to also send some hen love to Molson for allowing Salty Sláinte to come on the show today despite his exclusivity contract to the Bitter and Salty podcast.
That's a real thing.
It is. I'm sure it is. Yes, yes. So, yes, that's my hen love. Rob, is there anyone that I missed that...
Yep. Everybody who... decided to come and hang out in the chat room tonight. Kranos and Hawkeye for a lot of good conversation and also some tips. And my bro tank Salty for putting up with all of my tanking shenanigans over this past year in Siege of Orgrimmar. And I probably could go on, but just everybody who raided with us for Siege, that was great. And I look forward to getting into, I don't even know what it's called, the Foundry, or I guess we can just say Warlords. Raiding in Warlords is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's cool that we can be slightly more flexible and get in there and just... and have a good time with it. I really like our team, and I like the guys and gals on our team, and just and the way that we approach things. So I love you guys. Big mouth hug to everyone. So Salty, what about you?
Oh, man. I that was a great segue into exactly what I was going to say there, but not really. Thanks, Hend, and you, Rob, my bro tank, for properly saying Sláinte correctly the whole episode and not saying slaint.
I know, I wanted to so bad. Say slaint so bad.
Dork.
Yeah, so you should have, but I do appreciate you saying that correctly the whole time. Like you guys have already said to Team Ankh on cooldown, all the shamans in there, especially Saz. It's too bad she can't join us for BlizzCon or our live chat room. Let's see, Kranos, he's a great shaman. Two is a better shaman. And
it's because he's elemental.
And Darny is our best shaman that we have in our group, so it's really great. Appreciate all the shaman, Team Ankh on cooldown. Thank you very much to the Twitter followers of your Twitter feed. Thank you for showing up on the list of podcasters to listen to. To my fellow podcast-deezers, Strumpet, big hen love out to Strumpet. I cannot wait to tackle hug her and her husband and her and her husband. Great Mr. Strumpet. He's pretty awesome. He's a cool dude. He looks like Matt Damon. It's crazy. Like doppelganger for Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
What else? I don't think there's anyone else that really deserves any hand love, per se.
Slappy Muppet, maybe?
But maybe. No, big hand love to Molson for allowing me to do this and for getting me the notoriety that I don't always deserve every single day by tweeting me sweet nothings and shenanigans.
That's kind of messed up that you did all of his show notes for him, but he did not return the favor.
Yeah, that's how he kind of rolls, you know? He doesn't like to type show notes for some reason. And I'm like, okay, not going to do it. Thanks. Appreciate it. But you'll show up in the chat room and cause shenanigans and get people mad at me for one reason or another. So there you go. There's my... Oh, and B5. Big shout out to B5. And Gondel, because he's okay.
He's okay.
Hashtag go, team, go Kings go. Oh, the Oilers just got scored on.
Are they playing? They're not playing tonight. Oh, but they still probably got scored on, right? Yeah. Hey, they actually won a game last night.
They're permanent.
Anyways, before we wrap up this episode, Salty, why don't you let everyone know where they can reach you, follow, like you, or how they can send hand love to you?
Oh, that's great. I'm available on Tay Interwebs. I do not have a public email address to give out just yet, but you can reach me at my Twitter handle. That's at Salty Slauncha. That's SalTySlainte. Or Monday through Friday, 8:30 Pacific Daylight Time to about 3 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time in the Hortalized chat room. I'm constantly available in there if you want to give some hen love. I appreciate people showing up in that chat room, even though no one really does besides the group of us. So that's where you can reach me. Also, I'm on Foursquare. Is that what the kids
do? Hey, wait a minute. I have an email address of yours we can give out.
All right, go. Oh, that's right. I have podcast at bitterandsalty.com. That's podcast at bitterandsalty.com. And thanks for stopping by.
Nice.
Oh, goodness. So let's put a nail in episode 76 of the Training Dummies. I just saw what time it was. Jeez. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. No, this is like making people in international countries get up early time, almost.
Yes, it is.
You can find us on iTunes or Stitcher. Please consider giving us a review, good, bad, or Slappy Muppet. You can follow our Twitter, though, and we'll make sure to keep you informed on all of the things. That is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Hind is at... people have skipped this part of the show by now, but okay, whatever. No, do people like the train at the end? I feel like that's a satisfying ending. No, okay. So Hind is at Hind _ Quarter Lies. And Coltrane is at the _ Coltrane. And Kim is at Kim with a Y Scally.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!
In a land. No, not a land. In a place. Not a place either. How should I start this? I got it. In a world of video games, there was one event to rule them all.
Silly little hobbitses. That's my precious. My precious.
Golem! Golem! No, that's not really right either. Okay, I think I got this.
In a world of podcasts, coming this fall, across from the Anaheim Convention Center
in Anaheim, California, at the famous Hilton Hotel, comes the podcast event of the year. Thursday night from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. Pacific Time. There can only be one event to attend at BlizzCon 2014. And that event is World of Podcasts.
Hey, Epic, just talk normal already.
Okay.
World of Podcasts 2014, the night before BlizzCon at the Hilton Hotel. Podcasts, listeners, giveaways, Hearthstone Fireside Gathering, photo booth, and more. You don't want to miss this amazing event. Check out worldofpodcasts.com for more details.